here we come, revving our engines under the sun. You're cruising for bruising.
Whoa, keeping... Yes, I should also mention too the caller of the day. So we've got the caller of the day coming up for the green tracksuit, thanks to KFC's Supercoach BBL. So if you want to dive in, have a last throw at the stumps, no pun, feel free to do so on the Ryco Fielders call line 1300 01 1170. Right, O'Brien. Who's been out there cruising for a bruising? We can't go a week without somebody bruising their little bruises off.
I'm going to a journo. So I'm treading warily here.
Ooh, power of the pen.
Power of the pen. I've gone with the mole.
The mole.
Tony Adams. What? What are you laughing at? The mole. The mole has put a picture on.
Yep.
Of Chica Ferguson must be after the 89 grand final. Mm. Chica is with his four kids getting a photo, and the mole says, "Spot Moley lurking on this famous day in league history."
Yeah.
And the mole is sitting behind Chica.
Just to the other side of that, right? And he is a terrific bruiser, the mole. Glenn Lazarus in the 10 jumper.
Yeah.
Who's he being interviewed by?
Let's have a look.
You also Sir Zoom a lot.
I am a Zoomer. Hang on.
Does it look like PVL?
Wouldn't be PVL.
I don't know if it is. It looks like him, though, doesn't
Zoomer.
It?
Zoomer. Wow.
Is it PVL? That's what we need to know. Who else has been out there brucing?
I'm going to have to give a brucing to Jackson Hastings.
Oh, yes.
So Jacko is back, obviously, after being in England, and he just posted this. It was random.
Yeah.
And I didn't mind it. It was good to know. But you're bruising. He said, "Man of Steel, 19, still pinching myself."
Yeah.
Salford, 31. There's a photo of him holding his Man of Steel.
So what's the context of that?
Well, it was only done last week. I don't know. He's just throwing it out there.
The Man of Steel trophy's a ripper, though, isn't it? It looks like the Lombardi trophy, doesn't it?
It does. Old Vincent.
Yeah. Anyone else been out there brucing around?
Oh, there's plenty.
Yeah.
We're going to hit Chris Smith with one. Chrissy Smith from 2GB. Lovely bloke.
I've got the like on there too. You note that?
Oh, I did notice that. So what Smithy's done, it's not a bruise.
I was brucing the bruise.
21 years ago today, I began working at 2GB. What a star-struck news director I was. Became program director very quickly and then PD and on air at noon. Still there on weekends now and loving it. It's been an enormous slab of my life. Tough, but so rewarding. Cheers, red wine emoji.
Yeah. Champion bloke, Smithy, but that's champion brucing.
That is.
Absolute brucing. 1300 01 1170.
You got any boys?
Oh, Dazz of the Dragon says Sergeant Peppers was the numero uno for the Beatles.
I think Daz just throws them out. Daz, you just tossing them up or you Google it? Don't believe Google. Don't believe the hype.
Mm-mm. I saw one this week. It was David Warner 31 on Instagram. And I wanted to throw this one out to you guys. So he's posted on Instagram a photo of day 5 match drawn New Zealand India. How good is Test cricket? 5 days, tough cricket played by both teams and it ends in a draw. That's why we love it. Can't wait for the second test in Mumbai. Hashtag India, hashtag New Zealand. I can't wait for the Ashes.
Oh, I snuck it in.
So has he bruised off a other result to promote his Ashes?
I don't know if it is. I don't think it is. But is there a photo of him in it?
No.
Nah.
No.
But he's done it to get likes. Like,
I don't think he's got to get likes. He doesn't need
what
likes.
What do you reckon? No Bruce?
I don't think it's Bruce because I don't think he's made it about him. He celebrated others. But
that last line, I thought, might have just sealed the deal.
Can't wait
for the Ashes. Yeah, he could have just left it at India and New Zealand, but he's thrown the Ashes in there, which he's saying that.
Is it sponsored? Could be from Channel 7 or Fox.
Mm.
And Dirk Nannis liked it.
Dirk Nannis is very, very, I like listening to Dirk Nannis. Mm. Isn't he good, Gibbo?
Yeah, he's great. I think he's on another network too, so I can't wait to listen to him over the summer of cricket.
Tony Dodder, mate.
And play for the Netherlands too.
Finny.
The bowling Dutchman.
I've got another
Peter Van Hoogenband.
I've got another Bruce here, and I've mentioned these guys before, but the Adelaide Rams, they are sick for a Bruce.
Oh,
but it's not, you know, they're Brucing because, you know, they're not really anything in the moment. So someone's talking about Brandon Smith, and they've sort of reposted it, and they say, the Adelaide Rams deny talking to Brandon Smith about his services. Now, that is perfect bruising.
Yes.
Yeah. You know they're taking the piss.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's still...
Yeah, it's great bruising.
That's still, you can still bruise.
Can you sarcastic bruise?
Well...
God, bruising.
Actually, can I just say,
there's
right...
categories coming out.
No, the Panthers have done a lot right in the last 24 months. It's delay grade. Like, a press release to say... A press release to say that you haven't spoken to Brandon Smith. Come on.
I thought about that, but is it to... For Arpy, maybe Arpy thought, oh, geez, they're looking around, they're talking to Brandon Smith, or you're a Mitch Kenny, they don't want to lose him.
No, you just, well, you tell the players first and foremost, and you just sneak it out to a journo saying, look, Penrith spoke to Penrith, and they have categorically denied having spoken to Cheese, as he likes to sign
off. Big winners of this whole fiasco, you know the rules, the boys.
Of course it is, scandal.
And the hat he was wearing as well. He was wearing a punters and dribblers hat, which had Ricky Ponting on a couple of weeks ago. Yep. Their hat is everywhere.
Yep. I've got the like button on this one as well, boys. A stable mate of ours who's extended his time at SEN, which is fantastic. Our man Bloke in a Bar, a.k.a. Denon Kemp.
Yeah, what's Kempy done?
Well, he couldn't pull out the Georgie Kambosis.
Oh, I forgot about
picture.
Ferocious.
Yeah, people have just got it up their sleeve, and then the big event happens, and they go, bang.
What's the caption?
I never joined this sport to be number two. It's to be number one. I've done that in Australian boxing. Now my goal is to be number one in the world. So he's quoted Georgie Kambosis, but it's the picture, both in the white shirt, Denon Kemp, Georgie Kambosis, guilty.
Okay, can I ask you this? Please tell me they're shaping up.
Shaping up.
Isn't that great? Yeah. When you're a boxer, you have to shape up.
Yep. With the random photos, it's a you have to shape up.
In rugby league, should we start doing that? Should rugby league players have to, like, for example, Josh Stewart? Stiff arm. Every time he gets a photo, he's got to pretend to stiff arm.
Well, we saw it with the worker. The worker's a loyal listener up there in the Gold Coast.
Yep.
Up at Burleigh Heads. He was getting ragdolled by the Raging Bull.
There you go. But boxers are always the same stance. Maybe a rugby league player, what can be the stance?
Yeah. As if you, as you say, if you head on, who knows? Have your say.
It's good, though. I liked it.
Keep the bruisings coming through. High Sugar and Flesh. The highest Beatles album is Sgt. Pepper. Lonely Heart Club Band. Yeah. Bruce, and we got that one. Thank you very much, Will. We appreciate that one. A great movie about the Beatles boys is Yesterday, British comedy at its best. I watched that only recently with my eldest boy, actually.
Is that when the guy, the whole world loses their memory?
Yes.
And he comes up and writes these songs.
Yep. Yeah. Except two people, they were also across it as well.
Ed Sheeran's acting, not great.
Not great. Not great.